Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Say What's podcast. This is season two.
Are we seasoning it now?
This is season two of the UK's number one feel good podcast. We had to tick a category and I ticked comedy, so hopefully people laugh.
Comedy,
right. What else could you put? Lifestyle?
Comedy for me.
Yeah, comedy for you. If feel good was there, I'd put feel good. That's how I would describe like the podcast. Yeah. You can say anything, can't you? The UK's number one.
The number one.
Who's going to come and say...
I think we're the number one shit talkers.
Who's going to say otherwise? So anyway, it is actually a Tuesday at 9:15 in the evening.
Yeah, I'm away for the next 2 days and we were desperate to get a podcast. Like, we'd made it our mission that we were going to have a podcast this week and we just feel like we're not going to do it if not.
If not, yeah. It's stories asleep. We've done a few of the YouTubes, like we've smashed those out in LA. I think it was quite easy in LA because...
we've got stuff that we wanted to show.
You had such a great list in LA of like, today we're doing this. I was like, well, that's easy to film.
But you know what, Jack? If you... well, I feel like on holiday, you just kind of follow my lead. But here, I would do an itinerary.
Today what?
And a list. But you'd be like, oh, can't, no. I've got to do work. Oh, I've got to have this call with Brian. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And you know what I mean? Getting you out the house to go to TK Maxx today felt like a novelty.
Yeah, I just feel like if you treated the UK life like America and you're like, It was so good because story was going
to sleep. I'd have no one to go with because you'll be on the phone to Brian or something.
It was like everything we've wanted to have done, like get up really early. And
I mean, sometimes
exciting.
It was 2 a.m.
2 a.m., 4 a.m. because story was going to sleep earlier, maybe 4 hours earlier than she would here. And she was getting up earlier at like 4. We were knackered because of the time difference. But how exciting was it? Like, we'd wake up at 4 a.m.
I am that girl on holiday. I'm up for the sunrise.
Yeah, you just have this energy of, I may as well get, I can get up. Where is that in England?
No, I ain't got that. I always say to people, you know, those really wonderful like 5 a.m. books and like, you know, Oprah Winfrey and all of these people, they all have this like 5 a.m. routine. I ain't doing it over.
Yeah, it's like if you win the morning, you win the week or the day.
Yeah, I'd rather not win. I'll come second or third. but yeah, I honestly, if you said to me, travel agent Tay,
book me a trip to the UK,
let me know what's going down. One, we'd go to every Starbucks franchise across the UK. Yeah.
Which we will talk about, your new Tay brew that is taking the GG by storm. Bosh. Stop it. We're like a proper radio. Why is my voice changing? So I think this is a good... I'm shouting. Like, calm down. Sorry, we're a bit rusty.
No, do you know what it is? Well, maybe you're taking after me. I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but my sister's the same. Actually, my friend was saying she's the same. At about like 10 p.m., I go loopy. Like, I go really hyper and delirious, which is before I'm going to bed. Jack's always like, can you calm down?
Yeah. I'm knackered at that point and you're ramping up. I'm like,
ramp down.
Everything you find funny at that time, I usually don't because I'm like tired. And you're like, come on, why are you not laughing? I'm like, honestly, this is fucking shit. Please stop. So yeah, I reckon this is a really good idea, right? Well, let's do this. So let's overbook a week. Let's have a week in the UK holiday. And you book all of these things. Not like hotel. I feel like where we get up and drive somewhere. Not where it's like hotel.
No, that doesn't make sense.
And then we will do that. And then vlog it. Because we ended up getting 5 vlogs in LA. Really, really enjoyed it.
Can I just say, I have to give you a really big shout out for doing that. Because...
oh, sorry.
Please stop the sound effects.
Cheers, guys.
I honestly did not believe in you that you were going to do them. When you said when we were packing on one of our YouTube vlogs, if you watch us on YouTube, you would have heard this. Jack's like, yeah, I'm going to vlog every day, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, but you won't though, babe. You literally say all the time, I'm going to start being so active on Instagram. I've had such good stories today. I've been talking about biscuits and everyone's loved it. And then like literally he just goes off the radar for like 2 months and then comes back. So I was like, yeah, all right. I don't believe you. And he literally caned it. like I was going to bed, Story was going to bed, and Jack was staying up for an extra at least like 2 or 3 hours to edit the vlog.
Editing get it the up. Vlogs.
In the morning, I'd wake up and it'd be uploaded. I was like, wow. I wanted
to do them real time. And I'm going to continue to do that, like with the podcast, with everything. I feel like it's so much better that if you see, not on my stories because I don't really post any, but if you see stories on Tay, let's say she goes here, the stories, it'd be great if the YouTube's uploaded that night. So it's related and they don't have to be as long, like hour long.
You also really enjoy doing it, don't you?
I absolutely love it. Like if I look at the footage, I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. I edit it. I'm learning to edit. And then what I love the most is they're there forever. So we can look back now and I envisage that Story with her children and their children will look back and they're like, ah, look at these. Yeah. This is granddad and great grand, whatever they call you, grandma, granny.
Granzaddy.
Granzaddy. And they're there forever. So even if, Joe, sometimes you have them on your phone, you lose them. You know, I've had like 10 phones and I've lost stuff with phones. So I just feel like we can always refer back to it. So it's so much better. Story, I put a story on my stories, obviously, and then they're gone. And I'm like, oh, fucking hell, that was a lot of effort for like, they've gone.
Yeah, but it's not a lot of effort.
I'm fucked. That's my mindset, you know. Yeah. So we're going to keep them up. We're going to do them. And I've set a target
to
do.
We uploaded the vlog about 2 days ago. And our next one we'll upload after I've been on my, I'm going to Manchester tomorrow. We'll do a weekend vlog and then upload it probably for Sunday
probably
night.
Upload, well, no, I'm going to aim for two. So let's, we're going to upload a Friday and then.
Well, I won't be back till Friday. So I don't know whether we'll have anything
to Saturday upload. And then we'll upload Sunday. Anyway, we're selling our future content. Let's talk about something.
Not about
how great we are at doing vlogs. So yeah, I've got a target of 100 vlogs to do in 12 months' time.
You just said you weren't going to talk about it.
Yeah, so give me some fucking credit. Right,
honestly,
anyway, what else?
No more.
No, we're wasting time. I want to keep this, you know, choppy.
Punchy.
So basically, we've had a summer in Spain, and then we had a trip to LA. We'll just round that up with the fact that it was really good. I'd say the weather was, it was really good. That's really brief. No, we absolutely loved it.
It was great.
One of the topics that we say we found difficult was it just got like hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
With a newborn.
Do you know what? The heat with the baby and not having any family or friends to lean on, which we have the great pleasure of being able to do when we're in the UK. It was quite a lot.
Yeah.
Basically, we're not capable of looking after a child together on our own.
And I don't like the sun. No, it was absolutely unbelievable. But what happened is we were in absolute, everything was so new. What was amazing that everything that we dreamed of in Spain with a baby, we were doing it all. Like, this is unbelievable. Then, but what happened is towards the end, it was just getting so hot that if you didn't get out for like between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m, you couldn't then go out of Story till 8 p.m.
And we were just constantly having anxiety. Like, is she too hot? Oh, she's sweating.
Have you charged the fans? We've got like three charges, two fans.
Like, you can't even imagine you can if you're a parent, but all of the little things that you have to think of, like, oh, the sun's on her a bit. Oh, the sun visor isn't covering her. Oh, we haven't charged the fans. Like, oh, we need another fan. Oh,
to get in the car and put the aircon on for 10 minutes before she'd get in.
And she's not allowed to wear sun cream. So, like, she can't be in the sun at all. And it's just like, it was kind of unavoidable.
Yeah.
At times. And then you're like panicking, like, oh my God, like, is she all right? And then, like, sometimes she'd get in the car, and because the car was hot, she'd be like quite tired or drowsy. And you'd be like, is that because the heat? And you're just constantly like having anxiety. I was like, do you know what? Yeah. I actually can't wait to be in the UK and for it to be cold and like to be not have to worry that she's like going to burn or she's overheating or she's got a sunstroke.
And then we come
like
back
that.
To the UK and there's a bit of a heat wave.
Yeah,
like, the summer started.
Like, please, like, no. Honestly, just want it to be cold.
Yeah. So, no, we absolutely enjoyed, like I said, probably the first 8 weeks. That's just how we felt towards the last 2 weeks. And, and that's what we're like, describing of. So, it was unbelievable. Then we had LA. If you haven't seen that, check out the vlogs. There's a few different like hiccups and stuff like that.
Yeah. We won't repeat the content because we know that a lot of the GG. Like do them all
watch.
And we want to keep them separate,
so check those
but we
out.
Have like vlogged our trip to LA, as we just said, and all of those little things about us flying and
Yeah, so a couple of points that I want to get onto. The big one I want to discuss is obviously...
Discuss
is the Tay Brew. But just before that, shall we have a quick...
Are you okay? Quittle, are you okay, bro?
Quick little, new word, quittle, about update with story. Yeah. You know, she's 5 months. How has it been? I would say... Well, no, look, you go. I always say, ask you the question, then go, I would say. I do what? This is another point I'll have to say is we've been watching back a couple of the YouTubes just to be self-critical of, like, you know, how can we improve them, are they any good? And what we've done, our style is literally just upload anything that's we feel comfortable and easy to upload, and we uploaded something that was, you know, just real life Friday afternoon night of us putting a rug down and moving it around,
and we're so annoying.
Jesus Christ. We were both, like, you moved the rug a little bit and we're like, I think that.
I feel like
for literally like 30 minutes.
And you know what? If you've not watched the vlog already and now you watch it, you'll be like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
We were so annoying. And we're like, and now every time we speak to each other, we go, I feel like...
And we realised that we were like, oh, that was a terrible 20 minutes of like weird... Yeah, our vocabulary is extremely limited. And now all we can talk like is that we're just... There's nothing other than I feel like our conversations. We're like, what's that like, the two people? Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, we're just... We've morphed into the same weird person that can't speak anything other than...
I feel like...
A level 5... I can't even say the words because I haven't got anything in my head, the vocabulary.
Dumber.
Anyway, yeah, back to story. And so, yeah, she's 5 months. And how has it been since the last one?
Why do you always go into this place where you're like, we're a podcast, and then you start interviewing me?
Well, yeah, that's because you are the absolute queen of the show.
No, you're the star of the show.
You're the star.
No, you're the better half.
You're the star 100%. Of the show, and I have to just take up my assistant
you are Mr.
manager
Lovable.
Role.
No.
And what I have to do is just ask you the questions.
Right,
and
well,
then I pipe up.
What I'll say is, I would say, what I think is, I would say that we are enjoying Story more and more as she grows up. It's something we've both said. I think we've said it actually before in our podcast that from week 10, it like started to change, and then it just changes more and more. But what I would say in the last 4 to 6 weeks is like you're really getting to see her personality now. And like, you know, before when they're like a proper newborn baby, obviously you give and you don't get anything back because they're a newborn baby, like they've just been born. But now you're starting to like, you get the smiles, which obviously you get early on, but now we get like the giggles. Like, I feel like she's really recognizing both of us. But although she's very happy to go to anybody, she's so smiling, so happy. She's not like fussy, is she?
No, there's elements of when I'm like speaking to her or just playing with her that there's elements of it as if she's like 12 and she's being a brat and her personality comes out and then she looks at you and then you're like, don't you do it, and then she'll do it and you're like,
yeah,
fucking hell, she's grown.
When that's not actually it, but it's just it, you're getting something back and you're making up in your head what it is,
and I'm like, yay.
It's like a bit of cheekiness. She's also very quick, like in Spain I was lying on the floor with her and she was putting a toy in her mouth, like a teething toy. And I seen two teeth and I literally screamed, didn't I? I was like, Jack, come here now. I think Story's got two teeth. And she had two teeth and they were just literally poking up. And I was like, they must have been cutting through for like a while. And now she's pretty much got two fully grown. Well, not fully grown, but they're not far off. Two teeth at the bottom.
When
before
you don't
3 months.
Anything
about.
I don't know anything about any. I would assume that the teeth come out a little bit like not far where these have just come out on their own for months. I didn't realize it's just two teeth come out on their own for months and months and months, and that's just how it
but
is.
Also,
where's the rest?
But also, like before 3 months, this was, and now I expected people.
Yeah,
to
but and like when do the others catch up? Like they've. Yeah. I thought they would be like a bit of a stub, and then you might get a stub here and there. But they're just like two teeth that have gone full, and then.
Yeah.
I don't, because you don't know any of this. Any of it is exciting.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see now, like, there's elements when I see her, when she's like, we hold her up, that I can see how she's going to look like when she's two or three or four.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you're like, it's just a baby, and I can't actually ever imagine them turning into a human, like your daughter, like a kid or an adult. Mm. Whereas now you're like, I could see how she could look.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting. I prefer it more and more and more.
I do.
And I don't want to wish the time away, but when she can talk to me and I'm ready for that. And I know people are like, yeah, the newborn is the best. I'm like, yeah, it is amazing. But the more that she's doing, the more I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so excited now. Exciting.
I mean, obviously, there's still some days where you're like, oh my God, and you're just overstimulated, like really overstimulated. But I would say the newborn stage for me was beyond hard. We've just been thrust into this new life and you're like, what on earth? And now it's like, I feel like it's a lot easier. Don't
yeah.
You, you obviously, yeah, like I say, you do have those days, but just in general, like, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
So if there's any people, if there's any women or parents watching this and you've got a newborn baby, honestly, I would say from like, especially like 3.5 months, it seems to get a lot easier.
I guess everyone's different, because this is where we had to sort of pick up on the point where people were feeding us that, like, oh, as soon as they're out, you would feel love.
Yeah,
never
that's
like
true.
It.
That's true.
And just then you feel bad when you didn't feel that. And then Tay had a bit of a crazy birth. So then that didn't come for me for like 6 weeks. And I was panicking. And I was like, yeah, I love her, but not as much as everyone said. So
yeah, so definitely, everyone, just from our experience, that's what's happened for us.
But I would say just that, it's just getting
way
more like exciting than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. And she's then, like, starting to go, we were actually getting a sleep coach. I don't know if we're still going to do that now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we probably should.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I agree. Although,
we're going to get a sleep coach, because honestly, her sleep was a nightmare. But it seems like since she came back from LA, other than the first few days where she was like up in the middle of the night like we were, it seems like she's going down to sleep really nicely.
It's as if she heard that we were going to have that call and she booked her ideas up.
Yeah.
No, what I would say is this is the truth.
Right. Well, everything else a lie.
Is whenever there's a like something that's going on, because already, let's say she's 5 months, that's what, 20 weeks, there's been loads of different things that have happened. It's never really that long. It's like a week or 2 weeks. Yeah. And then there's another phase. So really, it's
but this
like,
is what parents say, isn't it? Like, oh, you get over one obstacle and then there's the next one.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, we're having a really nice time now. And then next week, another tooth will be coming.
Yeah. But I don't feel, when you get that into your head, it's just temporary. Like, so when you're like, oh, when she had her first teeth and we were like, oh shit, the teeth coming through and she was crying and wouldn't sleep. It was a nightmare. Mm. We felt like, oh my God, you could probably describe having a baby as the hardest thing ever. But then a week later, that's gone and she's asleep.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's easy. And then a week later, there's something else. Mm. It's very short, whatever's difficult. And it's very short.
Because they develop so quickly. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
And as they're obviously, they grow so quickly that there's so many changes that you don't even, like today, now we've got, which we didn't think about before, but we had in Spain, to be fair, play mats on the floor, because she's just, she doesn't want to sit in a chair anymore. She doesn't want to sit in a chair and watch Elmo, or she doesn't want to be entertained in a chair. Like, she wants to be out. Like, she's like this, isn't she? She's in a chair and she's like literally trying to do a sit up and get out of her chair. And she like wants to be on the floor, and you should see her trying to crawl. Like, she's done like 3 or 4 like good movements now, where it's like almost like a fluid crawl. And we had a friend round earlier, and she said, from what I know, and she's got 4 kids, she is going to be crawling in the next like week or so, because she is so close. She was rolling.
It's just weird, because she had like the dancing fruits, you know, time, then it went to like Elmo, and then Sesame Street, and then it goes to she doesn't care. And now I want to crawl. I want to be out.
Yeah.
And that's just weird.
It is.
That's like how you would buy Barbie for a 4-year-old and then the next month they want something else.
Yeah.
You're getting that like in a baby.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly developed, that is.
It is. And it's just amazing, like, just like in the morning waking up and like seeing her. Like, that's my favourite part. Like, I'm like, when I see her little face in the morning, she like kind of screws up and she's like, hi. It's just so exciting. Yeah. So I would say we're loving it more and more, aren't we?
It's the best thing ever. Absolutely ever. I think the more
it's the more best you get and the hardest thing
to know them, it then makes you think, I don't know how, like, you didn't. It's just weird.
And also the audacity to think that we were busy before.
Yeah. Like, that's a very, very good point. You feel like...
What were we doing?
That we were just the laziest people on earth with all of the time in the world. I had no excuse. Anything I didn't...
Bring it back!
Anything I didn't do when I didn't have a baby, it was a joke. Like, I was like, oh, I didn't have time for the gym. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's utter shit.
Yeah. So, I feel like now you have a baby, you make time for the things that you really want to do now.
Do you know what? I think that... No, that's a great point. Is now when that's a good point. That gives me the motivation to do the gym or to do something, because I'm like, if I don't, I've got no time.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, it kind of propelled me further and doing more with less time.
What I feel like it makes you do is it makes you procrastinate less.
Yeah, exactly that. That's
because there's only small windows of time that you actually get to do things. Like when she goes to sleep, you know, you sometimes you think, oh, I just want to go to sleep, but then you're like, no, I've got this. Potentially an hour, potentially 30 minutes, or potentially 3 hours now, where I've got things to do and you just do them.
That is so true. And that must be, well, I've experienced that because with my work, I was trying to free up my work so that was ultimately my goal for when I had a baby. And I assumed, because I was putting in like a ridiculous amount of hours, that, oh my God, I'm going to be able to do this. I'll play the piano, I'll play the guitar, I'll do all of this. And then when I had all of the time, I did procrastinate more. And I thought, what is that? And now I've got a story. I'm not procrastinating
because
in any way.
Because now you've got purpose. Because you're like, it's now or never. Whereas before you had all the time where it was like, could do it tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very weird thing. But yeah, we're absolutely loving it. And let's move on to another. Is there any other topics that we can catch up on?
We talk about the Tay Brew.
The Tay Brew. So I've got a couple of questions because I'm in the GG, but I'm not a Tay Brew trier. Here's a good thing that I would like to come on, we'll get on to. My understanding is, what happened to the last year's drink? Why don't you all just have...
Toffee Nut.
Whatever it was last year that you
all... Oh, we would love the Toffee Nut Cream Cold Brew to come back, but it's not on the menu. But I've been deliberating over this, and I don't know whether this was like an autumn drink or whether it was a Christmas drink, because I think there's two menus.
So
I don't know whether I'm making that up. Is there a winter menu for Starbucks and this is the winter menu? This is everything that we get for Christmas. No, it can't be.
So the Toffee Nut Cold... Oh,
I think it was
shit.
A Christmas drink. So if we get the Toffee Nut Cream Cold Brew back this year again, it's going to be so much more simple. Because what I'm trying to create right now with the Tay Brew is I'm trying to recreate the Toffee Nut Cream Cold Brew that we had last year, which we went bonkers.
So the Toffee Nut Cream Cold Brew,
right,
from last year, let's talk about last year's edition. That was modified, wasn't it?
Yeah. But all it was is you got to add the pouring cream.
Oh, I hate that. I remember that.
Yeah. You got to add the pouring cream. And sometimes they were a bit stingy with the topping that you had. And the topping was, it was like a caramel kind of toffee nut kind of thing. And it was absolutely gorgeous. And obviously you had to make sure, this was when we were first getting started. Now the flat lid's like, that's a given. But
is it called a flat lid now?
It's called, no, it is a flat lid, but we call it a sippy cup.
What, just me and you?
No, like me and the Gigi. So... Because we didn't know that it was called a flat lid. And then people are like, you mean a flat lid? I'm like, well, it is a sippy cup. But yeah. So yeah, basically, ever since that came off the menu, we've been trying to recreate it in our own way. The problem is that in America, they have all of these amazing drinks. They have all of these different cold foams. There's toppings. I mean, you can customize your drink in 1,000 trillion ways, like on the app. And it's like you have all of that in front of you. On our app, in the UK, you don't have... those customizations. They're not used to making like cold foam. Like sometimes if you say to somebody at Starbucks, oh, can I have cold foam? They're like, cold foam, we don't do that. When they actually do, because it's just basically milk and syrup frothed up and then put on the top. Like you do it.
And if
you don't know how to do it, I can get there. I can get behind there and I can do it for you. Because I
honestly, that would be, oh my God.
Well, do you know what? I had a crazy idea earlier. tired. Let me say mine first. I thought it's our anniversary next month, October the 19th. I want you to try and find a Starbucks branch that for, I'm not asking for a day, but this is what I would like to do for my anniversary.
Oh, like just, Cadbury's Egg World.
Just for a, like, we'll obviously do something for you as well, whatever you want to do. But just for a few hours on that day, I would like you to try and find a Starbucks branch that wouldn't mind me going behind the counter and making my own cold brew.
What we'll do is...
That's like my, like, honestly, you know, like when you were younger and you used to like have a fake till, like, and play shops with your friends or your family, like, I that was amazing this. And there was this one time where my dad used to have a shop and he bought the actual till home. I've never felt euphoria like it, like playing with this real till and like printing out real receipts and stuff. Like, I just, and it gives me that same vibe, like the thought of me, maybe I can have the apron on behind the till and actually pouring my own, doing all the ratio. I mean, I could make the world's best cold
brew.
Why
don't you work at one of the local ones?
I honestly think I think it would be easier because one, my only enjoyment of my whole day, other than obviously my family and the people I love, and is going to Starbucks.
Everyone
is the highlight
could come
of my
there
every day.
They could have like videos instead, like training videos.
Or we just go and literally spray paint it on every single menu of Starbucks, the Tabro.
Yeah, I feel...
I've cricked my neck. It's really a shame bad. That... I'm sorry, but you have to talk to my left ear now because my muscles aren't cooperating at this time.
Right, let's chat for the next minute by not actually looking at each other.
I'm sorry, just have a bit of a... Oh, this is 29, guys.
So a couple of points back on the Tay Brew.
Yeah.
So you've created this new Tay Brew.
I've not created it, but I've customized it in a way that's very normal in America. In America, you should have seen my cold brews. Like, I had everything that you could possibly imagine. Over here, people are like, think I'm abominable. They're like, what? This is some kind of like, it's like I'm not speaking. Some, like, my life coach said to me, can they even understand what you're saying at the checkout? I'm like, of course they do. I'm speaking in Starbucks language, hun. Like, he's like, well, I've never had... It's like someone put... You're literally talking in Morse code. Like, no, I know my Starbucks lingo, like the back of my hand.
So, well, in the American one, when you were going on the app at like 4 a.m, because we were up early, ready for 6 a.m.
Babe, I downloaded the app and put our location of our hotel in whilst we were still in the UK, and I was playing with the recipes before we even got into America because I wanted to know what I was having.
So they just literally let you make your own thing then?
Yeah.
Like,
you
so
can choose what cream, what syrup. There's a million different syrups. You can have your cold foam in all different flavors. You can choose your coffee beans. Like, it's literally wild. Like, give me reign of the Starbucks over the UK. I will change the menu and their sales will go through the roof.
Yeah, but you say that, but... Have you the response from when you're asking for your drink from is very much like,
but it's because people don't know how
they're
to
like
make...
what it should just be like, you know, the biggest push that they've ever had is like a caramel or a vanilla
in the UK.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In America,
how strange
they're like, oh,
is
well, that? Milk, chocolate, whatever it is, and it's very normal. Over here, it's not. But that's what I'm saying. If you just give me the menu, I'll make the recipe cards, and then everybody will just know how to make them, have it right in front of them, and off we go.
Starbucks, if you're watching, which is highly likely, listen to the woman.
We need a Tay Brew on the menu because one, not everybody's getting it consistently because, you know, not everybody knows how to make it exactly how I'd make it. But two, it's just going to be save so much anxiety at the till where you're like, right, could I please have...
That brings me on to my next point.
A medium cold brew, one pump of caramel syrup, one pump of vanilla syrup. Could I have a splash of pouring cream, please? Can I also get some vanilla sweet cream cold foam on the top? And also, could you add the topping that's on the salted caramel and maple syrup cold brew, but onto that one, which is the caramel crunch, please? Oh, and also, can you make sure it's in a sippy cup? I mean, I know it, but a lot of people don't.
No,
and a lot of people wouldn't say that.
And this is what I've seen from your Instagram is, I would say it's probably 50-50. Yeah. Probably there's like 50% of people that have sent videos of them literally ordering it.
Yeah.
And the other 50%, are in the category that I would class myself as.
Well, they want to try it, but they won't. Don't.
I'm
dare like, try
I want it, but I can't. I can't ask for that.
Yeah,
I just.
And
can't.
I get it. I get it. It's a lot. But you
I
know what?
I just feel too bad. I get on too the person.
I get too much. Yeah, but I'm in a. But I'm in fact, a massive empath like you. It's not that. It's more of
I
like.
I think I'm embarrassed in my own head.
Yeah,
it's but me. Do you know what? It's a when, me, not the.
It's a
me thing.
But do you know what? When you value. Sorry, verbal. When you value coffee as much as I do, and it's your like biggest highlight of the day, gets you through the day. I've got to a point now where I'm like, do you know what? I know how I want my coffee. I'm 29 years of age, John, and I'm going to get my coffee exactly how I want it. But you still don't, because do you know what? Today I ordered three. Well, you've probably seen the reel that I uploaded. I ordered three new drinks to try, two new cold brew customizations that I found on Pinterest, and then a hot one. Only one of them actually was nice. Cinnamon syrup, so bad. But basically, I'd done all these customizations. Like they were like, blah, 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 and then they all came in a dome.
Good.
They all came in a dome lid cup, which is the cup with a straw. You can't drink cold brew.
Did you through. Ask to change?
No, I thought I can't. I just can't possibly. Do you know what I mean? I lost my ball sack.
That's that. Tell you what, that reminds. That brings me back to 2000. What was it? 22. The winter, where. Every time Tay
was
asking me to make
it was my craving.
The cold brew, and there was, hi, you were like probably like 3 centimeters, what? 2 inches of pouring cream, and then you'd get it, and then I'd pass it in the back or wherever, and you were like, nah, needs less.
I could tell.
Needs less. And I'd be like, not less.
And then.
But anything but less. She
where
can add, but she can't take
we're
it
from
away.
In Leicester, there's two Starbucks. There's one on the way, one on the way back. And often, because I was pregnant, you know, if my coffee wasn't right, oh, my day didn't go well. Then I'd be like, right, let's go see the one on the way back, see what we can do. And do you know what? There was actually a point where I actually took my pouring cream, didn't I, in the car?
Yeah, where was that from?
I took my pouring, I just bought it from the shop.
Yeah, that was a good. That's a good answer.
Because I just thought, do you know what? I just can't risk this anymore.
No, it weren't worth it for me. It was not. I didn't.
This
so is supposed to
but this
enjoy
is just,
the
honestly,
journey.
This is just why. Like, I just know how good it tastes, and when they get it right, it hits like nothing else. And I just want everybody to be able to experience that. So we just need it on the menu. But also we don't, because guess what? In 2024, I've decided there's just absolutely no way. There's just no possible way. Like, hands down. Bible. Name of Kardashians. There is absolutely no way in hell that I will not have my own coffee concoctions for you to try, where you literally will just order it as the Tay Brew or whatever it's called. Or do you know what? If you want to make 512 tweaks to your coffee with no anxiety, you can come to my coffee shop, because I will absolutely meet your expectations and you will have no anxiety.
And more.
Because that's what it's all going to be about. However you want your coffee, shake and stirred with an olive or whatever, you're going to get it exactly how
and
you want it.
And if you try it and you think, fuck, I should have took something out.
You're going to get a new
you're
one.
You're going to get a new
for
one.
For free.
For free.
Yeah. This oh,
it's not about profit, it's about customer satisfaction.
No, it's about me getting a coffee that I love.
Yeah.
Every single time. It's about the consistency. I want that for everybody.
So what we're looking to do is how we can get this into play, because what we would love to do is to get this to all of the GG, and the GG is across the whole of the UK and probably even the world, but we'll focus on the UK. How can we get it to the people? So that's what we're going to discuss over the next few months. And
well,
hopefully...
first of all, I think we will have a base. Can't say any more than that. We'll have a base where we will sell it in one place.
Yeah.
But then we're going to try and do the whole delivery saga.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, because at the end of the day, look, we can't just go and Starbucks has got it sus, because they're at every services. They've got all of that accessible. So you could get a delivery, but you just got to make sure, like, are they delivering it fresh?
Mm.
All of these top, you know, imagine you get it and it's all like drizzled down and it's not the same. So then you've got to probably have a location, but then, do you know, if you're at work or something, you're like, oh, I just wish I could nip out and get one, and you've got to go to the centre of town. So there's a
but
lot.
But just know that we're on it.
It's not like we can become a Starbucks.
No. The passion for coffee, the money that I'm spending at Starbucks, I mean, the money I'm saving you at Starbucks, by the way, because I'm trying them all and letting you know what's good and what's not. But honestly, there's just no way that I can have this much passion for coffee and literally creating my own recipes and not have my own coffees for everybody to love and enjoy.
It
like
just
it's
goes
happening.
Hand
we're
in
gonna
hand.
Have an aesthetic cup. It's gonna be a flat lid cup, and
what,
it's gonna
reusable?
Go reusable.
Can people
we'll have a reusable option, but they'll probably
people can have their own.
You can. They're not all plastic these days. Like a lot of the plastic looking ones, they're like 100% compostable or recyclable.
We're going to bring
I don't know what Starbucks is, but
we'll bring back plastic. It was nice, wasn't it? Non-recyclable.
No, we've got to save the turtles.
No, we won't. We won't. I'm joking. But, so we do.
Yeah. And my idea is we'll have every. Like, I mean, you can customize whatever you want, but on the menu, we will have like the Tabro, which will be like the original Tabro. And then we will have the best matcha on earth because I know how to make the most incredible matcha.
Big
like,
claim.
Hands down.
Big claim.
I do. Big I know. Huge. I know how I like my food and drink. I'm the biggest foodie going.
Huge.
My dream's going to come true. I'm going to be like basically a food and drink tester for a living.
Will your face be the logo?
With the Statue of Liberty. Like I'm going to be Staybucks. Stay.
Not bad.
Staybucks.
Not bad.
No, that's not good.
No, we don't like Starbucks because they don't make.
No, we love Starbucks.
Oh, no, we love you. We love you,
we
Starbucks.
We love you, but we don't love that Tabro's not on the menu.
No, it's not on the menu.
And then you'll have some simple ones. And we'll have like a latte, which you can obviously customize.
Here's syrup, a question.
A flat white.
Big shout out to any Starbucks staff or workers. Have you had any people from Starbucks message you like?
I've had so many people message work me. Helps.
Because the issue is here is that if you've had Gigi, they're on the other side. So maybe we should ask them, like, what's the pressure of making it?
Let me tell you, I have a girl saved in my notes.
We could be criticising going, oh, Starbucks is shit because they're not making it right. But that could be part of the GG.
No. It's not. No one's saying anyone's shit. It's not a recipe. They're making it up. They don't know what they're doing. They're not right, a shit. Right.
No, I'm not saying their shit. I'm saying the drink shit.
No. The drink shit because it is sometimes because it's not how I would say it is, but they don't have to make it.
And every single person's going to pour in the random amount.
Yeah, because they're just
like,
it
needs to be.
Yeah, whereas with their Starbucks drinks, they have a recipe. But I have a girl saved here.
Because maybe, that's class. Maybe they can get you.
I have a girl called Abla. I think that's how you say your name. Mm-hmm. And she works for Starbucks. And I'm pretty sure she was the girl who worked at the Kent one? Is it called Blue Water or Blue something? I'm not sure. But anyway, she reached out to me and she said that she has been making them today. She made it for herself first and she loved it. And she's making for the GG. And I said, please, 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 as a GG member, could you make sure the girls get like really generous amount of foam, really good topping? And can you make sure the ratios are like this whenever you get an order? And I was like, and do you work 7 days a week? And she was like, yeah. She works, not 7 days a week. She works full time. And I was like, thank you so much. And I'm sending her a little goodie bag of kits to look after the GG.
Abla from Kent in Blue Water.
I don't know where this is. I don't know.
Are we making this up?
No, because there was someone from Kent, but I can't.
So there's more, multiple.
Yeah.
So,
but so many people have messaged to say like, oh, I was in Starbucks and the woman said like, is this a TikTok recipe? Like I've already done 7 of these today. Or like someone messaged me yesterday to say that the guy who served them said, oh, like, what is this? I'm really intrigued by this drink. He's like, I'm going to note it down because I want to try this later. And he actually wrote it down. He's like, this is really interesting.
Do you know what?
We've had people in Scotland. We've had boyfriends ordering it in Wales. I'm telling you, this is a thing. Like GG Coffee, we're in 2024. We're making it happen
for
Sorry.
The GG, the people. But I feel like, what are we in? What month?
September.
19th of September. I feel like probably by end of October, maybe all of the services have served probably this is optimistic at least one or two or three. Then maybe they're all going to be amazing at it. Then imagine if come by October, everyone's getting the extra foam, they're getting this, and it's just dialed in.
Imagine.
It's just everyone's like, oh, you can go anywhere, and it's just dialed in.
We can only dream.
And they're like, maybe they might even have posters and like, this is how you make it.
You just never know.
Well, anyway, we're coming up to 40 minutes on this podcast.
I think that's
enough for our welcome back. But don't worry, what we are...
Oh, can we just do a little brand update as well? Because some people were like, oh my God, is this like a little bit of a preview of what the brand is going to be? And actually, this brand was nothing and was nothing to do with coffee. this is actually like a second. This is like a second.
You're in it, the biggest reveal ever.
This is a second brand that's come in. So the brand that we've been working on for the last.
I wouldn't say the Tabrew's a brand, but
not brand, a business. It's going to be a business. It might just be a teeny little coffee shop. Don't know.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a business. We're making it.
But
like the first, brand.
I meant like
it's not a brand.
It's not, we haven't even started anything. We just said, we're going to bring out coffee.
No, but we are. We're making it happen. I'm putting the intention out there to the universe. But the first business that we've been working on for the last 2.5-3 years is still in the makings. We're still not revealing anything because Jack's like, no, we're too far off. And the launch date is absolutely March the 1st. So because the reason why it's March the 1st, we'll actually have everything ready before then, probably not too far before then. Something just fell on the ceiling. Anyone hear that?
Everyone okay? Yeah, so basically in terms of the time, March the 1st is what we're aiming for. Ideally, I'm hoping to get everything into place for like January or February.
But because we're still quite far away from it, you don't want to...
Yeah, until I know that everything's in place and I've triple-checked everything. Just like how I did when I was looking for my bags in Boots when I lost them on our airplane story. But no, I am usually quite thorough in things. So I'd like to be thorough with this so that there's no like... I just think it'd be terrible if, for example, there was a delay and you told everybody this side of Christmas and it didn't come out till like June and everyone's like, oh, the hype's gone. You've told us about that.
What's next?
You're going to bring it out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just want it to be exciting for us and then exciting for the Gigi at the same time.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, it's here. Okay, everybody, here it is, sort of thing.
Yeah. But what we can say is it's looking very good and we're extremely excited. And the thought of bringing it out is like, it gives me like an electric feeling inside where I'm like, I actually just can't even cope that we're at this point. And
there's been so much back and forth. It sounds quite cliche, but there has been so much back and forth.
To the point where we've launched the brand, we're definitely going to dive into all of that and explain some stories that have been very bizarre over the past 2.5 years where we've been like learning and whatnot. But I do have the Instagram in my bio, but at the minute it's just called your new favorite brand, just because I couldn't think what else to call it. But that will change the brand name and that will be our Instagram. And already so many people, when there's not even any posts on there, are followed, and we're really grateful for that because that's where all the updates are going to be. Obviously you see them on my story as well.
Yeah, we want to you know, get it really exciting and hopefully, well, I can't say too much, but we've got loads of different ideas
that are going to be very heavily involved with the GG.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
say.
And being able to which is why I said like we can meet up and things, because this is going to be
community
tied in with that. It's
GG. So let's finish on that.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to our first podcast back. We will be back. And we will be back.
We're going to go for, we always say this, we're going to go for 2 a week.
No, why do you always do that?
So.
You're just such a liar.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will be consistent, just like the vlogs. But anyway, yeah, thank you very much for listening.
If you made it to the end of this vlog, well done. Bravo. Yeah.
By the way, if you do feel like it, you can leave a comment if it's on YouTube, or like, subscribe, or a review. They're really, really appreciated. And I read every single one.
Are you intoxicated?
My vocabulary is terrible. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.